Oh, Mr. Mashego, a good morning to you, sir, and thank you so much for allowing us to speak to you this morning. Donald Trump is now the 47th president of America, and given America's position as a leading superpower, I would assume that actions or its actions, whether in trade, policy decisions, or financial markets, can have ripple effects across the globe. What does this mean for us?
Well, I think, fortunately enough, this second time around, good morning to Rise FM listeners and to you as well.
Yeah.
Well, I think this second time around, Donald Trump's tenure in the White House is not going to have that kind of impact on us as it had in the first.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because he's coming in as somebody they already know, the kind of politics that he conducts, which are transactional kind of politics. You give me this, I give you that. And as a result, that is going to isolate America more because he's going to adopt the same policies in regard to China, in regard to Ukraine, in regard to NATO, in regard to everybody else, the NAFTA countries, the North American Free Trade Agreement signed countries. So he's going to have that transactional thing even to us and come to AGOA, to Africa. Hey, South Africa, withdraw a case from ICJ, otherwise we'll pull you out from AGOA. Now, when it goes around bossing everyone else, it's going to isolate itself, which means the countries that feel isolated are going to gang together, which means we might actually start to see a new power block emerging that is outside of America's sphere of influence.
And that's where I wanted to go, Mr. Mashego. The relationships with China and NATO, with now Donald Trump coming back in office, whether that is going to work out or perhaps is going to affect them negatively.
Well, I think it's going to affect America negatively. Whatever America does going forward now for the next year, it's going to affect them negatively because, one, he'll want to impose tariffs on China.
Mm.
And as a result, when you impose tariffs on China, China imposes tariffs on you. He'll want to give Taiwan an arms package, and when he imposes an arms when he gives Taiwan an arms package, that actually makes China more interested in taking back Taiwan as a province of theirs.
Yeah.
He's going to come to Africa and still continue relationships with dictatorships like Uganda and Rwanda because they give America a military advantage, and he's going to try and both throw 10 Trumps around South Africa's position in relation to BRICS and in relation to the ICJ, and that is going to make countries that have aligned with South Africa's position to isolate America more. So what is going to happen is the only beneficiary of this, I think, is going to be Russia because he has indicated that it's not going to continue funding the war in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
But over and above, America in the next 4 years, it's going to record the world, but it's also going to isolate it more. So in a way, if we think America is isolated at the Security Council today, we should watch for the next 4 years when Donald Trump has gone there and has ripped everything else. Because look, last year, the United States Congress took a decision not to fund UNRWA, the UN Relief and Works Agency for Palestinians.
Mm.
They are not funding UNRWA. Israel announced last month that they are going to cancel their working relationship with UNRWA. And UNRWA is the only organization that can take care of Palestinians all over the Middle East. And now that Israel has done that and America is not funding it, Trump is going to support that. But everyone in the world does not support that move, which means that is going to isolate Israel and America. So we should look at an America that is isolated in the next 4 years, that wishes power is no longer as it used to be back in the 90s. So in a way, I'm saying the BRICS country, I'm saying the other power bloc, which might be led by the BRICS countries, it is going to take over the empire that is America today because it's an empire that is in retreat instead of an empire that is ascending. And with Trump at the helm of that empire, it is going to retreat very far.
Mm. Well, that's Mpumalanga-based political analyst, Mr. Gakwe Mashego. Mr. Mashego, it's always an honor.
Thank you.